Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be exploring something pretty unique.
Okay.
The Center for Information Technology, or CIT, at Deep Run High School in Virginia. So imagine a high school experience that's like laser focused on IT, but not just the technical stuff, right?
Yeah.
We're going to uncover how they blend that with real world projects and even personal growth.
Wow.
Plus, we'll look at a special event they hosted called the GRIT Conference, which stands for Growing Resources of Information Technology.
Okay.
Intrigued. I know I am.
Yeah, what's really striking to me is how the COT really emphasizes this whole package for success in IT. Like, they're not just churning out coders. They're cultivating well-rounded individuals.
Yeah.
People who are ready for the professional world.
Yeah, let's unpack that a little bit.
Yeah.
So first off, what exactly is the CIT and what makes it so special?
So the CIT is a specialty center within Deep Run High School. And getting in is no walk in the park. They're looking for students with a genuine passion for technology. But what sets them apart is the equal emphasis on both hard tech skills and those essential soft skills.
I'm really curious about that. We often hear how vital soft skills are in today's world, but how does the CIT actually weave those into the curriculum?
Well, it's ingrained in their core values, which are respect and integrity. And it's not just lip service either. These values are woven into the entire learning experience. They understand that writing brilliant code is only part of the equation. To truly thrive in the tech world, you need to collaborate, effectively communicate clearly, and navigate the professional landscape with integrity.
And it sounds like this approach is producing some impressive results. I mean, alumni consistently praise the CIT for preparing them, not just for college, but for their careers as well.
That's right. And a lot of the credit goes to what the CIT calls hallmark experiences. This is where things get really interesting.
I was wondering about those. What are some examples of these hallmark experiences and what makes them so unique?
Well, one standout is their community innovation technology projects, or CIT projects for short.
Okay.
Imagine teams of sophomores and juniors gaining real-world work experience by collaborating with outside organizations on projects that directly benefit the community.
That's fantastic. So they're not just learning theory in a vacuum. They're applying it to make a tangible difference.
Exactly.
What kind of projects are we talking about here?
The projects vary, but the impact is consistent. They might develop a website for a local nonprofit or create an app to help a community organization streamline their operations. What's fascinating is that they utilize the Scrum methodology, a project management framework used extensively in the tech industry.
Hold on, the Scrum methodology. I've heard that term thrown around, but never fully understood it. Could you break it down for us and explain how it benefits these high school students?
Of course. In simple terms, Scrum is all about breaking down large projects into smaller, manageable sprints. Teams work collaboratively, adapt to changes quickly, and hold regular check-ins to ensure everyone is on track. This approach not only teaches students crucial project management skills, but also fosters adaptability and teamwork, skills that are gold in today's fast-paced tech world.
It sounds like they're getting a taste of what it's really like to work in a tech company, even before they graduate.
Absolutely.
What a valuable experience.
And the hallmark experiences don't stop there. We also have the senior internship program, which is all about immersing seniors in a real IT career setting.
So it's like they're building a bridge between the classroom and the professional world.
Yeah.
Giving students a leg up when they enter the workforce.
Precisely. They're tackling that gap between theory and practice that traditional education often struggles with.
All right, we've covered the rigorous classes, the community-focused projects, and the internships. But there's one more piece to this puzzle, right? The GRIT Conference.
Yes.
This sounds like a big deal.
It is. The Growing Resources of Information Technology Conference, or GRI for short, is specifically designed for CIP students. It's all about opening their eyes to the vast and ever-evolving landscape of opportunities within IT and computer science.
So it's not just about honing their technical skills. It's about showcasing the diverse paths available to them within these fields.
Right.
How is the conference structured to achieve this?
They've designed it with three distinct tracks: education, career, and technology. This way, students can delve deeper into the areas that resonate most with their individual aspirations.
I love that they're catering to different interests within the field, ensuring there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
Were there any particular highlights from the conference that you found particularly interesting?
Oh, definitely. Their keynote speaker alone was a major highlight. It was none other than Dr. Vint Cerf.
Wait, are we talking about the Vint Cerf?
Yeah.
As in one of the fathers of the internet, Vint Cerf?
The one and only.
Wow.
It's not every day you get to hear from a living legend in your field. I can only imagine how inspiring that must have been for the students.
You're telling me. To be in the presence of someone who has shaped the very fabric of the internet. Talk about a motivational boost. But it wasn't just Dr. Surfray. They had other industry figures there as well.
Absolutely. Alumni, college representatives, even vendors were present, creating a vibrant environment for networking and real-world connection.
So again, that emphasis on bridging the gap between the classroom and professional world shines through. I'm starting to see a pattern here. Did the sources mention anything about the student reactions to the conference? I'd love to hear what they took away from the experience.
As a matter of fact, we have a couple of really insightful student testimonials.
Perfect. Let's hear what they had to say. I'm always fascinated by the student perspective.
One student, Zara A., spoke about how the CIT not only solidified her passion for technology, but also played a crucial role in her personal development.
So she was already interested in tech.
Yeah.
But the CIT helped her take that interest to the next level.
Exactly. She specifically mentioned how classes like AP Computer Science Principles and IT Project Management provided a depth of understanding she wouldn't have found elsewhere. But what's really interesting is how she connected her experience to personal growth.
I was just about to ask about that. She mentioned confidence building and personal development, right? What aspects of the program contributed to that?
She specifically highlighted group projects being a part of Girls of CIT, and even the simple act of giving presentations. It seems these experiences pushed her out of her comfort zone and helped her blossom into a more confident individual.
That's fantastic to hear. It's a reminder that education is about so much more than just acquiring knowledge. It's about empowering individuals to reach their full potential. Okay, what about the other student testimonial?
That came from VP, and her emphasis was on the development of essential management and self-advocacy skills.
Those are critical skills, especially for women in STEM fields. I'm sensing a theme here.
It's undeniable. The CIT clearly goes beyond technical training. It empowers students to be leaders, communicators, and confident individuals, ready to make their mark on the world.
Right. And VP also highlighted the importance of community involvement. It seems the CIT fosters a sense of giving back and contributing to something larger than oneself.
Absolutely. Which aligns perfectly with the CIT's core values of respect and integrity. It's about using your skills and knowledge to make a positive impact on the world around you.
Okay, before we move on, I'm curious about the colleges that were featured at the GRE conference. We know they had college reps there, but did they highlight any specific institutions?
They did. Six colleges were featured: Christopher Newport University, Old Dominion University, Randolph-Macon University of Richmond, Virginia, Commonwealth University, and Virginia Tech.
That's a pretty diverse mix of institutions, representing both smaller private schools and larger public universities. What do you think is the significance of showcasing such a variety of options to these students?
I think it speaks volumes about the CIT's commitment to opening doors for their students. They're not just funneling them towards one specific path. They're exposing them to a range of possibilities,
yeah,
empowering them to choose the educational journey that best aligns with their aspirations.
Well, that's a perfect place to pause for now. When we come back, we'll delve deeper into some of the key takeaways from all this information and explore what makes the CIT's approach so unique. Stay tuned. Welcome back. It's been fascinating to uncover the layers of the CIT program.
Yeah.
They've created such a dynamic and impactful learning environment, haven't they?
Absolutely. And it's clear that their commitment goes far beyond just technical skills. They're focused on developing well-rounded individuals,
yep,
who are ready to thrive in the ever-evolving tech landscape.
You've hit the nail on the head. It's not about churning out coders. It's about cultivating adaptable, well-rounded individuals,
right,
ready for the challenges and opportunities of the tech world.
And they achieve this through a unique blend of rigorous academics, practical hands-on experiences, and personal development opportunities. It's like they've cracked the code for creating a truly holistic educational experience.
Okay, let's rewind and reflect on what we've learned. What would you say are the key takeaways from this deep dive so far? What makes the CIT approach so unique and, frankly, effective?
Well, for me, one of the most striking aspects is their dedication to hands-on project-based learning. Think about it. Instead of passively absorbing information, CIT students are actively applying their knowledge to real-world challenges.
That's such a crucial point. It's one thing to understand a concept in theory, but it's an entirely different ballgame to actually apply it.
Right.
To grapple with real-world constraints and complexities.
Exactly. And that's where those hallmark experiences come in. The Community Innovation Technology projects the senior internship program. They're not just resume boosters. They're transformative learning experiences.
You know, it's making me think about my own education. I wish I had more opportunities to put my learning into practice, to tackle real-world projects.
It's a common sentiment, and it speaks to the power of experiential learning. When you're actively engaged in solving problems and creating solutions, the learning becomes so much deeper and more meaningful.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the impact of the jury conference, bringing in industry leaders like Dr. Vint Cerf, connecting students with alumni and college representatives. It's all about expanding their horizons and showing them the breadth of possibilities within the tech world.
It's like they're building a bridge between the classroom and the professional world, a bridge that helps students navigate the complexities of their chosen field and connect their learning to tangible career paths.
It's so much more than just prepping for a first job. It's about instilling a lifelong love of learning and a sense of purpose. It's about showing them that their skills and passions can make a real difference in the world.
And that brings us to another crucial aspect of the CIT, their focus on fostering a strong sense of community.
Yes, from the CIT projects that benefit the local community to the strong bonds formed between students and faculty, it's clear that collaboration and connection are at the heart of the CIT experience. It's not just about individual achievement, it's about working together, supporting each other, and creating a culture of shared success.
Precisely. And that sense of community extends beyond the walls of Deep Run High School. The GIIE conference is a prime example of how they're bringing together alumni college representatives and industry professionals to create a network of support and inspiration for CIT students.
It's like they're creating a ripple effect, extending the impact of the program far beyond the classroom.
What's particularly fascinating is that the CIT model seems adaptable. They've taken these core principles, hands-on learning, real-world experience, personal development, community engagement, and applied them to the field of IT. But couldn't these same principles be applied to other fields as well?
That's a thought-provoking question. Could we see similar programs in healthcare, in the arts, in business? What if every student had the opportunity to experience this level of engagement and real-world connection in their chosen field?
It's an exciting prospect. Imagine a world where education is consistently focused on bridging the gap between theory and practice, where students are empowered to apply their learning to make a difference and to connect with the supportive community of mentors and peers.
It's a powerful vision. And the CIT is demonstrating that it's possible. But how do we scale this? How do we take this model and make it accessible to more students across diverse fields and backgrounds?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's a challenge that requires collaboration and innovation, not just from educators, but from policymakers, industry leaders, and communities as a whole.
We need to rethink how we approach education, how we design curriculum, how we measure success. We need to move away from traditional models that prioritize rote memorization and standardized testing, and embrace a more holistic, student-centered approach that values creativity, critical thinking, collaboration, and real-world problem-solving.
If we want to equip the next generation with the skills and mindsets they need to thrive in an ever-changing world, we need to be bold, to be innovative, and to embrace a new vision for what education can be. The CIT is showing us that it's possible, and now it's up to us to take that torch and run with it.
I love that analogy. The CIT is a beacon, lighting the way for a more engaging, empowering, and impactful educational landscape.
And it's a reminder that the future of education isn't something that happens to us. It's something we actively create together.
Beautifully said. And on that inspiring note, let's take a short break. When we return, we'll wrap up this deep dive with some final thoughts and reflections on the power of the CIT model. Welcome back to our exploration of the Center for Information Technology at Deep Run High School. It's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
It really has.
We've uncovered so much about their unique approach to IT education. And I think we can all agree that the CIT is doing some truly remarkable things.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's really stood out to me throughout this whole deep dive is this emphasis on community, both within the program and extending outward.
Yes, absolutely. It's not just about individual achievement at the CIT. It's about fostering a collaborative spirit, a sense of shared purpose, and a genuine connection to the community.
Right. From the community innovation technology projects that benefit local organizations to the strong bonds formed between students and faculty, it's clear that collaboration and connection are like woven into the fabric of the CIT experience.
And they're not just talking about it either.
Yeah.
GRIT conference, with its impressive lineup of alumni, college representatives, and industry professionals, is a testament to their commitment to building a supportive network for their students. They're creating a bridge between the classroom and the wider world of IT, fostering mentorship and opening doors to future opportunities.
You know, it makes me think about how often we hear about the importance of networking, especially in fields like technology. But the CIT isn't just talking about it, they're actively creating opportunities for students to build those crucial connections.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the CIT, let's shift our focus to the bigger picture.
Okay.
What can we learn from their success? What are the key takeaways that we can apply to other educational settings? Perhaps even beyond the realm of technology.
That's the question, isn't it? How do we take the magic of the CIT and bottle it up, making it accessible to more students in diverse fields and contexts?
Well, for me,
yeah.
One of the most powerful lessons is the transformative impact of hands-on project-based learning. The CIT has proven that when students are actively engaged in solving real-world problems, the learning becomes exponentially more meaningful and impactful.
I completely agree. Think about those CIT projects. It's not just about ticking boxes on a curriculum. It's about empowering students to apply their knowledge, to make a tangible difference in their community, and to gain invaluable experience working in teams, managing projects, and navigating real-world challenges.
And that's something we can apply across disciplines. Imagine medical students working on community health initiatives. Art students collaborating with local businesses to design public murals. Business students developing marketing campaigns for nonprofit organizations. The possibilities are endless.
Absolutely. It's about breaking down the walls between the classroom and the real world, making learning relevant, engaging, and ultimately more impactful.
And let's not forget the importance of fostering a strong sense of community. The CIT has demonstrated that when students feel connected to their peers, their mentors in their field of study, they're more likely to thrive, to push boundaries, and to achieve their full potential.
It's about creating a learning environment where collaboration is celebrated, where support is readily available, and where students feel empowered to take risks, to learn from their mistakes, and to grow both intellectually and personally.
The CIT has truly set a remarkable example, and I think it's a call to action for all of us, whether we're educators, parents, students, or simply lifelong learners. We need to reimagine what education can be, to move beyond traditional models, and to embrace a more holistic student-centered approach that prioritizes real-world application, community connection, and personal growth.
If we want to equip future generations with the skills, the mindsets, and the confidence to thrive in an ever-changing world, we need to take inspiration from programs like the CIT and create learning environments that are as engaging, as empowering,
yeah,
and as impactful.
What a powerful thought. The CIT isn't just a program. It's a blueprint for a more vibrant, more relevant, and ultimately more fulfilling educational experience.
And it's a reminder that the future of education is in our hands. We have the power to shape it, to innovate, to collaborate, and to create learning environments that truly prepare students for the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the Center for Information Technology at Deep Run High School. We hope you found it as insightful and inspiring as we have. Remember, the journey of learning doesn't end here. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.